Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming to my channel. So I'm remarking on the anniversary of the erection of the Berlin Wall, 65 years ago today. Well, yesterday actually. I'm just worried the video won't be blocked over the fact they put erection in the title, but maybe I'll get thousands of hits because of that. If you can suddenly put the word porn in the video title, you'll get a lot more hits. Right, so Der Berliner Mauer is called, or obviously in the Soviet zone, known as Antifaschistische Schutzwall, okay? The anti-fascist protection rampart, got into big trouble for calling it the wall. And Walter Ulbricht, who was the ruler of East Germany, the Communist Party, said only months earlier, niemand hat der Absicht, ein Mauer erbauen. Nobody has the intention to build a wall, which possibly they didn't at that moment. So why was it built in the middle of Germany's capital? Towards the end of the Second World War, the Big Four, the major allies in the Second World War, decided that after the war, Germany would be divided into four occupation zones, Soviet, French, British, and American. Austria would be separated, Anschluss, as in connection, would be forbidden forever. So within the Soviet zone was Berlin, which is again divided into four zones, Soviet, French, British, and American. So then West Berlin was like an island of the West, surrounded by the East, as it were. So 1949, both sides decided that Germany would become independent again, could re-establish its government. In East Germany, it was called the German Democratic Republic. That wasn't democratic. And as their constitution said, under the leadership of the working class and in a permanent alliance of the Soviet Union. So it was a Soviet satellite state with the communist ideology. The three Western zones, French, British, and American, they united to form the Federal Republic of Germany with their capital at Bonn in the very west, near the border with Belgium, a small banking town, as a sort of the last place the Soviets would come to if the Cold War should turn hot. This is all to do with the Cold War, that period of strife from sort of 1945 to about 1989, when it was a bipolar world, Soviet communism or sort of American capitalism, sometimes the democracy, sometimes the dictatorship, and obviously non-aligned countries, someone like Cuba pretending to be non-aligned, in fact, a Soviet ally. Okay, so the thing is, there was free movement within Berlin from east to west. And obviously, with capitalism, life was much better. Higher wages, better products, better services, and so forth. People would see this. Briefly, the Berlin blockade in 1948, before Germany was independent again, when the Soviets, they sort of stopped all the transport between West Germany and West Berlin by road, by rail, by canal, by river, and said it was for technical reasons. That was a lie to try and starve into submission. The Berlin blockade, so there was a Berlin airlift by the US Air Force, the Royal Air Force, the French Air Force, even the Australian Air Force, managed to keep Berlin supplied with food, medicine, even coal, very heavy. Remember, most of their burning coal didn't have electric radiators in those days. And after a year, they got through it. Whether it was this actually going to turn into a war? Was it Lucius Clay, the American general, that sent a convoy of trucks armed? The Soviets tried to stop them, we fire, but that didn't happen. Anyway, so East Berlin was hemorrhaging workers, people moving to West Berlin. There's one metro system, and for there, there were certain closed roads they could drive, or railways, or even fly to West Germany, be completely in the West, be instant citizenship, get some sort of unemployment payout of a couple hundred Deutschmarks and so on before the euro was adopted. And life was better in the West, whereas they had democracy. Okay, the Nazis were banned, so were the communists, but all the other political parties were there. Real elections, free expression, no death penalty, no torture, and that's become the most humane country in the world. Like the German Grundgesetz, the shortest article in it is, Das Todesstrafung ist annulliert, if I got that right. The death penalty is abolished, which in German is four words, and that's it. The entire article is four words. No ifs, no buts, and so we go on. So they reacted to the Third Reich the right way, but trying to be as humane as possible. If only they took that attitude to their children. And so we go on. So East Germany is very worried that certain of the lowest educated people were leaving the country a better life in the West. What were they going to do? They wanted to reintroduce conscription, but they said loads of young men will bolt because they can see life is clearly better in the West. And West Berlin was just lit up with Christmas lights to showcase capitalism was way more attractive. So what on earth were they going to do? So finally, they built this wall. First of all, you know, in the middle of the night, a border guard standing there just put things up in barbed wire before they could properly rebuild it in stone, in concrete, with watchtowers and the death strip. If you went onto that, you could be shot dead without warning, just for trying to move from one part of Berlin to the other, not harming anyone, these people running away, they're not illegally coming in, they've got not got weapons, not tried to harm anybody. So being killed for not trying to harm anyone, for doing something which wouldn't be a crime in any other country, leaving the country, not coming in, leaving. Just like China shot people dead or unarmed for simply trying to leave the country through an unofficial border. And so it goes on, not through a sort of legal port of entry or exit. So that's why eventually a concrete wall was set up with landmines, with the guard tower, and the guards who shot people dead, they were rewarded with holidays and things like that. It was the right thing to do. And I saw a long talk about someone who'd known I can't remember, say Purple Hexa, the Purple Witch, which was Erich Honecker's wife, who was the last leader of East Germany. And she was defending this sort of 20 years after the fall of the Berlin Wall. It was the right thing to do to shoot these people dead. They were just a criminal element, even though they weren't doing any harm to anyone whatsoever. Because that's it. Because there are 3.5 million people in East Germany, 20% of the whole of East Germany, they could leave. And other people in the rest of East Germany could go. So they're very worried about that. And that's why they set it up. You can see memorials. I remember as a little boy being announced on BBC Radio, someone was shot dead for trying to leave. People were trying to ram through it with a car, yet they get an exit visa permission to leave, which is very rarely given, only to sort of Stasi officers, to Olympic athletes, to diplomats. People had a privileged life in East Germany who were likely to come back. For working class or middle class Germans, the temptations of life would just be irresistible. And obviously your family could be penalized if you ran away, if you didn't return, and so on. That was the inner German border, and all across the border between East and West, similarly, these defenses were erected, all the defenses on the inside to keep people going out. President John F. Kennedy was ruling the United States at the time, and he visited West Germany. And in front of the Brandenburg Gate, he famously gave a speech that democracy has its problems. We've never had to build a wall to keep our people in, turning it into a gigantic prison. So it was with all communist countries. So it was till Cuba, till 20 years ago, where they weren't even allowed to leave. So it was with North Korea. So it's a carceral state. Putin might be tempted to do this with Russia right now. On the other hand, he sometimes sees it as a safety valve, let the troublemakers out rather than they here, and the pressure boil over. So it's to stop the brain drain, really. Building it in 1961, people got over in hot air balloons and microlights. There was a cow brought across from a dummy cow for a theatrical production. Someone was smuggled back in it in tiny hidden compartments of inside cars. People windsurfed to freedom in Denmark, stuff like that. That was it. And there were always wargaming more sophisticated ways to build it so that nobody could ever get out. So over 100 people shot dead for simply trying to leave the country. And even one of the border guards famously defected. When it was just being built, there was a famous case of a guy jumping out of a building and people holding a blanket to catch him when he came down. And that was because if he didn't come fast, he'd never be allowed to go out. One of the guys building it famously then tried to run away. He was shot, but not killed. And he was screaming Hilf, Hilf as he bled to death. And the West German border guards dare not go to save him. They could be shot dead themselves for crossing the border illegally. And he slowly bled to death over an hour, a 19-year-old who hadn't harmed anyone. So that is the brutality of communism. Resist it. Thank you. Goodbye.